Welcoming right here in the studio, Ethan Levesque, who is the host of the Boondock Perspective podcast that I had a chance to see when our friend Danny Cashmo was on, and then watched a couple other episodes. And well, it's terrific. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot.
Tell us how it's all got started. You grew up in Jackman, right?
Yeah, Jackman. Population 1,200, and that's comprised of around 9 townships, really out in the boonies.
It's a bustling metropolis, though, at various times of year. Hunting season, right?
Yep, especially right now, right in the middle of Moose Week.
Excellent. So what made you want to do this? You were telling me before we went on, it was just kind of a whim, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a whim. I started making YouTube videos early on through my high school career, really into my middle school career. But the podcast, I wasn't really interested in doing it. I've never considered myself any type of personality that would be out there. I've never held value in anything I have to say. So when I decided to start the podcast about 3 years ago, it was a very scary journey, but a remarkably easy one. I watch a lot of YouTube, and at the end of the day, it inspires me every single morning when I wake up, and that's why I do what I do.
So give us, for anybody who hasn't seen it, give us an overview of what the method is and what the goal is for each episode that you do.
The Boondock Perspective is a video podcast, so it's available in video and audio formats. And really the goal is to every single week learn something new. Every week I bring in a new guest, a topical guest, ranging anything from a U.S. senator to a late night TV show host local in Maine, Danny Cashman, as you mentioned. And we really just dive in into discussion about something that they are well-versed in and learn something.
See, you say this and I'm smiling because that's kind of our approach here too. I've been doing this for 100 years, but I still have said, and we said from the get-go, it's not about the host. It's about the guest, and it's about us learning something from the people that we get to talk to. And that's, I always think if it's entertaining for me, then somebody listening or watching, in your case, is going to be entertained as well. Then that you're sort of the conduit for the people who are viewing it.
Yeah, I'm just there to listen. And I'm asking the questions that if I were the audience, I am the audience in that moment. Mm. And I'm just asking what I would want to hear and what I want to know. So I really don't script any questions, maybe one or two. But aside from that, like, I'm in there to learn along with the audience.
Well, I really enjoyed the episode with Danny Cashman. That's what reeled me in. And then I found out today that you guys worked together. See, you had a little inside information there on Danny.
Yeah, I'm very young in my career. So it's very hard for me to just pull an internationally recognized guest. So I really, this season I did 10 episodes and I pulled from, you know, who has the biggest pull of audience and who has a voice that is not only recognizable, but people want to hear. And Dan was definitely one of those.
He's okay. I mean, he's on with us every Friday, but, you know, we make him pay us for that. We love Dan. I told you another episode that I watched that I really thought was great, and you said it's one of your most widely viewed, you talking with your dad.
Yeah, I think people were just, it was refreshing for people is what I heard from from the feedback is I interviewed my father about what he taught me, because basically I did 10 episodes in season one, and in every episode at some point I realized I was mentioning his name in the most positive way, something that he taught me. So I gave him the opportunity early on in season two to come on, and I'd asked him the same questions, and he taught me what his father taught him and how he passed that information and those life lessons on to me. And it was a refreshing episode for everybody, because I think a lot of people don't have that opportunity to look back on an interview with their father and know what he had to say.
Yeah. How much are you going to love that down the road?
Oh, yeah. That's. I mean, I'm trying not to think about it that way because I'm hoping I still got quite a bit of time left with him.
Oh, but I mean, I'm not talking about that, but even just, you know, 10 years from now when the two of you can watch it together.
Yeah, I hope to have him on again.
Yeah, how cool was that? So you've already answered a part of it indirectly. I was going to ask, who were the people that you used as models and role models and you looked up to? Clearly your dad is one of them, but what about in terms of interviewing and then television and things like that?
Well, two big ones come to mind in terms of inspirations, and that is Sean Evans of the web series Hot Ones. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I have not.
They eat hot wings and extremely hot wings.
Well, I have seen that. Yes. Yeah,
interview celebrities.
Yes. I have seen that when you mentioned it. I went, oh, yep.
Yep.
Because I teach high school and some students showed me that.
I mean, it's great every single week. I literally watched the episode that just came out and then walked into the studio. But the interviewer, Sean Evans, is remarkable. On top of being charismatic and well-versed in anything, the reason he is because of how well of a interview prepper he is. He puts so much time and effort into researching his guests that's kind of what I've modeled how I host out of, is I try and do some research and I really dive deep into what these people have to say. And I try and interview. I'm not nearly as charismatic as him, but I try very hard to match his energy.
So what do you think makes a good interviewer?
Somebody who does their research is charismatic, as I just said, but is relatable and capable of relating. Somebody who can really understand where someone is coming from, no matter what point of view they're coming from. And that's kind of the point of my show, is the Boondock Perspective. That's me. I am the Boondock Perspective, coming from, you know, I grew up where there was surrounded by 80 miles of trees and there wasn't a Walmart around for 80 miles, you know. So that's my perspective I bring to the table, and I want to learn and relate to any other perspective that joins me.
Well, one of the things you do very well, and I don't want to embarrass you, but because I don't see this a lot with, I sound like the old geezer now, but I've earned that. I don't see it a lot with young broadcasters. You listen really well. It's amazing how many times you'll hear somebody on the radio or see them on TV doing an interview, and they ask a question that's already been answered, but it's because they were so focused on getting to their next question, they didn't take the time to listen. And I noted in the episodes I watched that you're a great listener, and I think that's one of the things that makes the show so entertaining is, you're there for us, you're representing us, but you're listening like we do, as if it's the very first time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm enthralled by whatever these people are talking about, and that's the reason I brought them onto the show. You know, most of the people that I've interviewed thus far, I know in my real life. So I'm genuinely interested in what they have to say regardless. But when I get to sit down and listen to them, you know, it's in the format of a show. I'm learning things about these people, and I'm learning things about what they have to say or what they are experienced in and their philosophies. And that's one of my favorite things to do. I just consider myself a lifetime learner. And that's why I'm listening. And I really hope that the people watching consider themselves lifetime learners too.
You also do some great work in post-production, getting some of the highlights out there. And that's a unique way to market the show, too, that you'll post maybe one key question from an episode and several key questions and kind of reels people in and they go, I want more of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's designed. It's a marketing design, you know.
And that was that your major, marketing?
No. My major was video production at New England School of Communications. So I'm right in my field. And I've been working 2.5 years at Sutherland Weston right in downtown Bangor. And I've gotten a lot of experience in just not necessarily guerrilla marketing, but just unique ways to market yourself. And especially in Maine, where we're still a new market and we're a small market. So you can really try some things out and really explore what people want from you and then give it to them.
We're talking with Ethan Levesque from the Boondock Perspective. So you did 10 episodes on this most recent season. When do you start working on the next one?
Well, I'm in the middle of season two. Tuesday, another episode dropped with Danny Morshead. He's a physical trainer, works over at LA Training. And I'm in the middle of a process trying to lose weight. And he came on and talked to me about what it's like and what my journey has been. It's the only episode that was geared toward me. But that's episode 5 out of 10. So technically, I'm in my second season.
How long does it take? How much time do you spend with any individual guest before you start getting in there and putting it all together?
You know, I'm smiling when you say that because it's different. Honestly, it depends. I mean, that's the best answer I can give. We are doing roughly an hour discussion, and that's what makes it to air. And there's timers set, you know, and I have to do a sponsorship in the middle. So I roughly hit an hour every single week. Yep. But that's just what comes out. There's also another hour usually built in of just setting them up. Hey, you know, this is how this operates. You know, don't be afraid to talk about this. Just warming them up. Sure. Usually I'll talk to them for about 20 minutes before I even start rolling, just to get them used to being on camera and how I'm going to discuss things with them. From there, the editing process is where a lot of the work comes in. I put about 10 hours of editing into every single episode.
Wow. What's the response been from people so far?
Very, very encouraging. I have nothing negative to say about the response. Everybody who shares it, I appreciate and I love them so much. The one thing I would say is I've had a hard time with reaching the generation, and I've seen this really only in the state of Maine, is people are very willing to share memes and political discussions, but they have a very hard time sharing something where they actually want to support the artist. You know, they'll reach out to me in a message and say, hey, I love your show. It's like, share it, man.
Show me the love.
Show me the love, yeah. But, I mean, that's the only... I'm digging for negative things to say at that point, and I have nothing negative. Everybody is very positive, and I'm seeing a lot of support from people who I've never met and some who don't live in the state, and that is rewarding.
That's very cool. Have you got a wish list of people you'd like to get on?
I definitely do. But I'm really trying to pull away. Just I'll take what I can get right now. But I mean, obviously there's Sean Evans. If I could interview the guy I just talked about on that one show, that'd be a dream come true. But he's getting on Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that. So I don't think I'm quite there yet.
But you know, I mean, but we started the same way here, and we said all they can say is no. Mm-hmm. And what we found through the years is more often than not they say yes. It doesn't hurt to ask, because the great thing about this day and age and technology is, yeah, you're doing a show here in Maine, but once it hits the internet, it's available to their fans everywhere.
It is a worldwide medium.
Yeah, and I think it's opened the doors for us, certainly, and for a lot of people to get guests that they wouldn't have been able to get a decade ago, certainly. So, yeah, ask away. Try it.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm learning. I've been a lot more aggressive with my requests.
Great.
And when season 3 comes along, which starts recording in spring of next year, of 2020, I will be hoping to get 10 remarkable guests.
Where do you see it going? Do you have any long-range plans for the show?
Well, honestly, the long-range plan would be to make it a weekly thing year-round, maybe a couple weeks vacation. Ideally, I would be doing this every week, but I'd need a crew behind me at that point. Right. But it's not an impossible thing to achieve, honestly. With NESCOM right here, I think I could pull a lot of interest from students willing to help me out. I mean, right now, I bring on an audio engineer every single week, and he does 2-3 hours of work on it as well. You know, so people are interested. And what I'd like to see from it is just being able to do it. Again, because I'm a lifelong learner. I want to do this just because I love listening to what they have to say. So not from a pursuit of fame standpoint. I just want to keep doing it because I love how I feel at the end of an interview, having learned more, not only about a topic, but as a person, of a person.
Well, you do a wonderful job, and I really enjoyed it, and I'll share it. I'll put it out there and let people know about it. You've got a Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, The Boondock Perspective, easy to find. The podcast is available on YouTube. It's actually under the channel The Maine Man. That has been my handle for the past 10 years, and I do a lot of different work on there. But you can find that at The Maine Man. Same with Instagram, The Maine Man. And you can also find The Boondock Perspective at the label The Boondock Perspective on Spotify and iTunes or the podcast app.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad you came in today. We wish you continued success, and we'll have you back again sometime to talk about the next stage in the evolution.
That'd be excellent. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. It's Ethan Levesque again. It's The Boondock Perspective.